This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to South Korea and Japan next month to consult with allies on growing threats in the region. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more from Washington.
President Biden will travel next month to South Korea and Japan and use his first trip to Asia since taking office last year to consult with allies on growing threats from China and North Korea. That's from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who Wednesday announced the upcoming May 20th to 24th trip. Both allies host significant U.S. military contingents, and the trip comes as North Korea has escalated its nuclear missile testing and China has grown more assertive in the region. He last traveled to Poland and Belgium in March following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Russia has released an American Marine veteran as part of a prisoner exchange with the United States, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Trevor Reed had been in prison for nearly 3 years in Russia. President Biden met last month with Reed's parents, Paula and Joey.
We've been saying for over a year, if we could just speak to the president, that we felt like we could make this thing happen, and that's exactly what happened.
In a statement, President Biden said the negotiations that brought Reed home required difficult decisions that he does not take lightly. Joey Reed tells the AP, based on video he has seen, he's worried about his son's health.
Hopefully we got him out. The president got him out of there in time before he has any, you know, lasting, like lifelong health issues because of it, but we'll see.
In exchange, the U.S. returned Konstantin Yaroshenko, a Russian pilot who's been serving a 20-year federal prison sentence in Connecticut for a conspiracy to smuggle cocaine into the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. Ukraine said Europe should stop depending on Russia for trade after Moscow halted gas supplies to Bulgaria and Poland for not paying in rubles as the shutoff exposed the continent's divisions on Wednesday. The decision, denounced by European leaders as blackmail, comes as Russia's own economy wilts under sanctions and Western countries are sending more arms to Kyiv despite warnings from the Kremlin to back off. Russian President Vladimir Putin recently issued a decree ordering state-owned gas export company Gazprom to suspend supplies in absence of payments in rubles. President Putin issued the decree to soften the impact of sanctions. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Russia remained a reliable energy supplier and denied it was engaging in blackmail. The office of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will travel to Saudi Arabia on Thursday for a two-day visit. The trip marks the culmination of a month-long effort by Ankara to repair ties with Riyadh. The presidency said Erdogan will discuss Turkey's relations with the kingdom as well as ways to increase cooperation. Ties between the two countries were strained after the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Earlier this month, a Turkish court halted the trial of 26 Saudis charged with Khashoggi's murder and ordered the proceedings transferred to Saudi Arabia, a decision which angered human rights groups. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation calling on the State Department to submit a plan to help Taiwan regain its observer status at the World Health Organization. The bill passed Wednesday by a vote of 425-0, 8 months after it was approved by the U.S. Senate. The bill now goes to the White House for President Joe Biden's signature. Taiwan is excluded from most global organizations such as the WHO because of objections from China, which considers the self-ruled island a breakaway province. The measure directs the Secretary of State to establish a strategy for obtaining observer status for Taiwan at the World Health Assembly, the decision-making body for the UN Health Agency. Taiwan was stripped of that status in 2017. Repeating our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is set to travel to South Korea and Japan next month to meet with leaders of those nations and discuss economic and security ties. The three-day trip, announced Wednesday by the White House, will begin May 20th. The trip will begin in South Korea, where Biden will hold talks with incoming President Yoon Suk-yeol. He will then travel to Japan to meet with Prime Minister Kishida Fumio and to hold talks with leaders from the Quad group of countries that includes Japan, Australia, India, and the U.S. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote,